Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Fun Habit, How the Pursuit of Joy and Wonder Can Change Your Life, by Mike Rucker, Ph.D., read by the author.
In memory of Brian Rucker, when we meet again, I hope to find you with Bourdain and Cornell, drinking scotch and eating well, accompanied by Farley and Hedberg, who have us all in stitches. Your memory serves as a reminder to make the most out of every day, which includes seeing this book through to the end. As a result, there is going to be a lot more fun in the world, and I know that would make you happy. I love you, bud. Author's note. I started writing the final draft of this book at the beginning of 2020. Then, as I'm sure you are aware, something quite extraordinary happened, a global pandemic. I handed off the finished manuscript just as the United States was about half vaccinated and returning to some kind of precarious new normal. Otherwise put, I wrote this book during what will hopefully be the least fun years any of us ever collectively experience in our lifetime. The ideas in this book have been battle-tested under normal circumstances, but the COVID-19 pandemic resulted in a completely foreign landscape. During the pandemic's most challenging periods, fun was not at the top of anyone's agenda, including my own. In May 2020, I got extremely sick, an aftereffect of an initially mild COVID-19 infection, and the coalescing of the period's various stressors. I lost the ability to sleep for months, which made daily functioning, let alone fun, almost impossible. While there were times that the lessons in this book served me to my great satisfaction, there were also times that I struggled with imposter syndrome, writing chapter after chapter on fun, while not experiencing much of it personally. Despite my setbacks, I still consider myself lucky. Millions of people lost their livelihood, lost their loved ones. The most unfortunate lost their lives. In addition to an uncontrollable virus during the pandemic, people worldwide were reckoning with systemic racism and injustice, wrestling with political turmoil, battling the challenges of climate change, and the list goes on. With so many physiological and psychological safety needs unmet, it's no wonder that there weren't many of us concerned about the pursuit of higher needs. If the grim landscape had a thin silver lining, it was that it provided many with a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to observe their former life, its schedules, rhythms, distractions, and obsessions, from enough distance to ask important questions. Am I living the life I want? What is accidental and what is by design? Can I live more deliberately? And even yes, can life be more fun? For those working through such questions, this book could not have come at a better time. Whether we completely comprehend it or not, the pandemic made us intimately familiar with what you will hear are key concepts important to this book. We experienced how painful it is to waste our precious time, locked out of many of the activities we love. We suffered from a lack of live interaction with friends and family, and felt the damage that can occur when we are not personally connected to something other than ourselves. We realized the truth in the assertion, security is mostly a superstition, and all long to return to the daring adventure. It's time for all of us to jump back into the daring adventure and reclaim our fun, not just for ourselves, but as a restorative path for our loved ones, and as you'll discover, for society as well. Introduction. I've spent most of my life searching for happiness. It was like a puzzle that I could not quite figure out. As an adolescent, I was a hopeless wannabe with an agonizing desire to feel my rank in the social structure of my small hometown, Davis, California. Unhappy at home, I emancipated as a teenager to see if happiness was somewhere out there in the world, waiting for me. It's been quite a journey since then. People have always wanted to be happy, but the idea of happiness as a learned skill has never been so popular,